the incarnation of God. Jesus Christ is literally the incarnation of God. He did not come into being 2,000 years ago when he was born of Mary. Jesus Christ is eternal. Jesus Christ is from the very beginning. Jesus Christ created the heavens and the earth. Jesus Christ created the world. He's the Alpha and the Omega. The prophets testified to that. The apostles testified to that. The Hebrew scripture testifies to that. The Greek scripture testifies to that. The epistles attest to that. He's not the new guy that showed up to replace the old guy. Jesus Christ is not the new guy that showed up to replace the old guy. He's not. He's not the nice God that showed up to replace the mean God. So many people think that. So many people in the church think that. Oh, Jesus is the nice God. You know, God from the Old Testament. He's the Old Testament God. They call him the Old Testament God. And it breaks my heart. Oh, that's the Old Testament God, the angry God. No, no. It's Jesus Christ from Genesis through the Revelation. It's Jesus Christ from the Genesis to the Revelation. There is no other God. Where have you heard this before? I am the first and the last. There is no God besides me. There is no God besides me. I am the first and the last. There is no God besides me. Isaiah 44, verse 6. Have you ever heard of the Alpha and the Omega? I am the Alpha and the Omega, said Jesus Christ personally in the red. I am the first and the last in Isaiah chapter 44, verse 6, Revelation 1, 8, Revelation 21, verse 6, Revelation 22, verse 13. I am the Alpha and the Omega. It's the same God. The gods didn't change. There is no mean Old Testament God that Jesus Christ replaced. For I am God and there is no other. I am God, and there was no one like me. That's Jesus Christ. Isaiah 46, verse 9. That's Jesus Christ. It's Jesus Christ. It's Jesus Christ as the Creator, as the Lord, as the Redeemer, as God Almighty, as the beginning and the end, as the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, Isaiah says. There is no other God than Jesus Christ. I am God, there is no other. There is no other God. I am God, there is no other. I am God, and there is no one like me. That's Jesus Christ. That's Jesus Christ. That's Jesus Christ. It's not another God. I have sworn by myself. You tell me where you hear this. I have sworn by myself, the word has gone forth from my mouth in righteousness and will not turn back, that to me every tongue will confess, that every knee will bow and every tongue swear allegiance. Where have you heard that? I've sworn by myself, the word has gone forth from my mouth in righteousness and will not turn back, that to me every knee will bow and every tongue swear allegiance. That's Isaiah chapter 45, verse 23. That's Isaiah 45, verse 23. You also hear that in Philippians 2, verse 9 through 11. For this reason also God highly exalted him, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. Paul is quoting Isaiah here. Isaiah, I have sworn by myself. This is Jesus Christ speaking. The word has gone forth from my mouth in righteousness and will not turn back. That to me, this is what Jesus Christ is saying. Every knee will bow and every tongue will swear allegiance. Isaiah 45, verse 23. It's the same God. God didn't change. It's not a different God. It's not a different God. I'm the first and the last. Isaiah 45. Revelation, three times in Revelation, I'm the Alpha and the Omega. I'm the Alpha and the Omega. I'm the Alpha and the Omega. This is Jesus Christ. There's not a different God. Listen to me, O Jacob, even Israel, whom I called. I am he. I am the first, and I also I am the last. Okay? This is right out of Isaiah chapter 48. Jesus Christ repeats himself three times in the Revelation. I'm the Alpha and the Omega. But here in Revelation 48, listen to me. No, excuse me, Isaiah 48. Listen to me, O Jacob, even Israel, whom I called. I am he. I am the first. I'm also the last. Listen to this, verse 13, Isaiah 48. Surely my hand founded the earth, and my right hand spread out the heavens. So this God that is speaking claims to be the first and the last and the creator. The God that is speaking in Isaiah 48 claims to be the first and the last and the creator. What does the first chapter of the gospel according to St. John say? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and all things came into being through him. It's talking about Jesus Christ. It's Jesus Christ. What does the first chapter of the book of Hebrews say? Through him, through Jesus Christ, all things came into being that came into being. Jesus Christ is the creator as described in John chapter 1 and Hebrews chapter 1. What does this say? The prophet in Isaiah, listen to me, O Jacob and Israel, whom I called, I am he. On the first and the last, surely my hand founded the earth, and my right hand spread out the heavens. This is Jesus Christ. The gods didn't change. There's no new God. There's no new God. I'm the first and the last. There's nobody else besides me. And I've sworn that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that I am God, said Jesus Christ in Isaiah. And Paul picks it up and he repeats that in Philippians. That at the name of Jesus Christ, every tongue will bow, every tongue will confess, and every knee will bow and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Who is among you that fears the Lord, that obeys the voice of the servant, that walks in darkness and has no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and rely on his God. Well, what name of the Lord do we trust in? It's the name of Jesus Christ. For your husband is your maker, whose name is the Lord of hosts, and your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel, who is called the God of all the earth. Isaiah 45, who's the God of all the earth? It's the creator of all the earth. It's Jesus Christ. There's no other God. There's no second God. There's no mean God from the Old Testament. No angry God from the... It's Jesus. You want to see the anger of God? And you see the anger of God in the Old Testament? That's Jesus Christ. That's Jesus Christ. God didn't change. Anybody says he changed is a liar. He says, I'm the Alpha and Omega. I'm the first and the last. I'm the creator. I created the earth. I spread out the heavens. All this is written down in the Hebrew Scriptures by the prophet Isaiah. This is just Isaiah. You, O Lord, are our Father, our Redeemer from of old is your name. It's Jesus Christ who's the Redeemer. It's Jesus Christ, and it makes me weep when I hear of Christians speak as if there's two gods. There's not two gods. There's one God. It's the Creator, and the Creator is the Alpha and the Omega. It's Jesus Christ. He's the eternal one. It's Jesus Christ that showed up in the Garden of Eden and spoke to Adam and Eve. It's Jesus Christ that spoke to Moses face to face as a man speaks with his friend. It's Jesus Christ that spoke to Abraham and to Jacob. It's Jesus Christ that is the God of Jacob. Jesus Christ is the God of Jacob. Jesus Christ is the God of the patriarchs. Jesus Christ is the God of Moses. There's not a different God.